Let's get to our guest, Michael Landsberg, CIO at Landsberg Bennett Private Wealth Management. Michael, everyone knows the market was oversold and that sentiment got extremely negative, so a bounce was thought maybe likely. The debate, of course, here will rage whether or not the bounce is a bear market rally or whether or not it has staying power. Now, the people who think that it has staying power are thinking about aspects like what happened in the UK, some considerations about financial system instability, and still thinking about a Fed pivot. Seeing in your notes, I don't think you buy it.
I don't. I look at, specifically you mentioned Europe. I think the fact that they don't seem to know what they're doing in the UK is not a real reason to go in there and start buying. Inflation over there is out of control. It's worse than it is here. And they're coming into a winter where a lot of those countries can't get their own energy. Just have to look at what's happened to natural gas year over year. It's up 150% in Germany. Electricity is up over 300% in Germany. I would stay away from Europe with a 10-foot pole at this point. And in fact, actually, we've been shorting Europe, and that's been one of our better positions all year.
So the adage of be fearful when others are greedy and vice versa doesn't apply here then?
I think it's a matter of, we're looking at the data, and the data doesn't really tell me that, you know, that people are that fearful. I looked at, actually, haven't seen the data yet for tomorrow, but a week ago, people were still net long NASDAQ futures in the United States. And their short volatility means they think NASDAQ is cheap and volatility is expensive. And I think that's the opposite way. When people are fearful, as we saw, let's say back in the COVID times, you saw NASDAQ futures that were amazingly bearish. Everybody was short those. You still got people that are net long those. So I am in favor of buying when people are fearful. I just don't think people are fearful. I think they tell you they're fearful. But when I look at actually the data, what people own, the street was still long NASDAQ.
Well, when you look at the when you see what happened in the bond market, and when you see, you know, stocks down 25% year to date, you could argue that a lot of this was built in, and there was a lot of negativity. I mean, I think many would agree with you that financial system instability can't be a good thing. It certainly can't be something that would, you know, prompt people to buy. But maybe inflation coming down, the fact that shipping costs are down, rents are down, prices on houses are down, maybe the weight of the argument is the Fed will shift at some point soon.
You'd hope that. My fear with the Fed has been they probably should have raised last year. And actually, just fun, I went back to look at what they told me a year ago in the Fed notes. Inflation was around 4%. They told us this year, this time, we'd be at 2.2. It's in the eights. So not only did they get it wrong, they got the direction wrong. So my fear is they're going to continue, you know, using history as a guide, they're going to continue to raise rates, try to get the Fed funds rate above inflation. And that means they're going to raise a lot longer than people think.
Michael, is there anything out there that is really not being properly considered at the moment and something people are overlooking, which could either be a tailwind or even a headwind?
I think most investors, at least on the retail side, seem to only think you can be long assets. And I think one of the ways to play a very volatile market that we've had globally is to look at having, you know, working some of the short sides, you know, being able to look at something and say, I'm going to be long this part of the world, I'm going to be short this part of the world. So for example, you know, in the U.S., obviously we've been short high yield bonds. We think that's an attractive way to lower risk in a rising rate environment. We think if recession continues to be kind of the name of the game, lower quality companies are going to have some problems. I mentioned our short positions in Europe, but I think you could look at high quality companies in the U.S., for example, in healthcare. And if you want to, you know, kind of lessen the risk, is you go long some of those asset classes and then short maybe the index at large. I think, again, most individual investors and even some institutions don't really look at a risk mitigation process. I think they think it's going to be long, always, risk always. And this is just not the time to do that.
Right. So rather than just hedge, you'd be aggressively short. I think for those bears turning bulls, something to think about is earnings, because even if you think that the Fed will pause in December, and it's reasonable, if they do 50-50, they're at 4% plus and might be a time to pause. But the hikes already in the system will definitely retard U.S. growth over the next year, one would think, and thus earnings as well. So are you expecting earnings to be a big disappointment?
I think they have to be. I mean, I just look at where we are. Margins are at pretty much all-time highs. You're starting to see excess inventory everywhere in the system. you know, lessening demand. The consumer in the U.S. in particular is not in great shape. I've heard that a lot, but I see savings rates plummeting, credit card debt skyrocketing, and you've got a strong dollar. So I don't know how, you know, and obviously the comps. You know, we hit basically the all-time high of the market, you know, the economy last fall. So I got to think these aren't going to be particularly good when they're reported. I think they've done a really good job of managing expectations. A lot of companies are very good at that. But the numbers are the numbers, and I can't imagine them being real strong.
Yeah, I mean, but it's going to be by industry group as well, and that'll tell you a lot about whether people's you know, thesis about free cash flow and value versus growth is bearing fruit.
Yeah, absolutely. When it gets back, at the end of the day, you really got to look at the companies that can deliver in this type of environment are going to get rewarded. The companies that cannot are going to get really pounded. And I think sometimes people get anchored on valuations. I look at some of the tech names and people will say, well, they're down 50% from where they were last November. We got to buy them. And I'll look and say, yeah, but they're still up two or three times where they were 2.5 years ago. That's not really a valuation call. I still think some of these stocks have gotten, on the tech side, way ahead of themselves. So I think tech still scares me because some of those numbers still can come down because they're not growing at where they were. The E's not going to be there.
Yeah.
So I think you're right.
And they were expensive in the first place.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. But, you know, for people that are looking at sort of hiding out in the storm, corporate bonds might be a place to look, particularly investment grade. And, you know, even these big tech companies, I mean, they're in the market borrowing. Would you agree that that is a viable space, particularly if you can find companies that have more cash on the balance sheet than debt?
Yeah, again, I think it's going to be company specific. I think for the last couple of years, you pretty much could have bought anything and it went up. And I think now what's really happened is you've got to really look at balance sheets. You've got to really look at what people have. And oftentimes, there's been an environment, we haven't seen this in a while, where short-term treasuries are a good place to be. I mean, we've been buying some CDs for clients. You know, I can get, you know, a one-year CD at 4%. That's not a bad place to hang out either. So, again, I think that the dollar is a place that we like. We continue to like it. We look at the dollar as a place that more money will flow to. We think that continues to do well. But I think short-term treasuries are a good place to go when you can get, you know, 4% is a pretty good spot without credit risk.
Yep, and 4% at the short end as well. Thank you very much indeed for that. That was Michael Landsberg, CIO at Landsberg Bennett Private Wealth Management.